From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington.
And I'm Benji Hyer in London. President Trump is now officially back on the US campaign trail. He'll be addressing a rally in Florida in about an hour's time, his first trip out of Washington since he was discharged from hospital. The president's doctor has now revealed he tested negative for the virus on two consecutive days, but has not confirmed when those days were. Donald Trump plans to travel relentlessly up to Election Day in a last-ditch bid to overcome the advantage in the polls that Joe Biden currently enjoys. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
3 weeks to go to the day, and President Trump got off to a somewhat surprising start. The man now trying to claw back Joe Biden's double-digit lead in the polls took to Twitter to insist that 4 years into the Trump presidency, the situation in several American states is abysmal. New York has gone to hell, he wrote. Vote Trump. California is going to hell, he claimed. Vote Trump. The president inferring that after 4 years of his administration, life is lousy in some of America's largest states that are run by Democrats. And yet he's the man who can fix things, even though he hasn't already done so. It's precisely the kind of unfocused messaging that worries some Republicans. And there was more of it on display over the weekend at the White House.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement. And they've already done that. And you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before. The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement, say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor.
Now, there is, of course, a case that the president could be making against the Democrats. He could be questioning what Joe Biden means by a national plan to combat COVID-19. The president could insist that the Democrats level with voters and disclose whether they plan to enlarge the Supreme Court to offset the conservative tilt it may soon exhibit. At the moment, Joe Biden says he'll only answer that question after the election. But those are the issues a traditional, disciplined candidate might accentuate. Instead, last week, the president went in an entirely different direction.
So she had 33,000 emails. She got, forget about what was on the emails, it's irrelevant.
On Fox last week, he seemed to think that Hillary Clinton's emails were somehow still relevant to undecided voters.
Many of them were classified, highly classified, and you go to jail for that. But and they're in the State Department, but Mike Pompeo has been unable to get them out.
Republicans will be watching over the next few days to see if President Trump can revive his chances of securing re-election with the focus that politics sometimes requires. And that's before we get to questions about his health and whether he really is no longer at risk of spreading COVID-19, as he maintains. Joe Biden, campaigning in Ohio on Monday, wasn't so sure.
His reckless personal conduct since his diagnosis has been unconscionable. The longer Donald Trump is president, the more reckless he seems to get.
Republicans hope the Supreme Court confirmation hearing that started here over the last few hours will remind voters what's at stake in 3 weeks' time. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, nominated by the president to fill the seat vacated by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, told the Senate Judiciary Committee she is an originalist, a justice who believes the Constitution should be interpreted exactly as it's written.
The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try.
Those words met with Republican approval, but with Democrat concern. Among the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris.
The Senate majority is rushing this process and jamming President Trump's nominee through the Senate while people are actually voting.
That is true. Voting is now underway in more than 40 states, which is why for both President Trump and Joe Biden, time is of the essence. The challenge for both men is to use it wisely. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.